Hi, it's Scott Bywater here, and I want to talk about today the whole thing about where to focus your attention with marketing, because this has become probably a greater challenge than ever before. Many years ago, when I started out, you know, you had like a few different ways that you could focus. You know, you could do newspaper, you do TV, you do radio, you do direct mail. And now what we're faced with, we're literally faced with, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of different marketing activities that we can invest in and that we can engage in. And sometimes it's it's really challenging to go, well, what do I actually do? So this is a way that I approach things when I'm talking to a business owner. I ask three questions. And the three questions that I ask is, what's working, what's not, what's next? So they're the three questions: what's working, what's not, what's next? And the reason I find those ask those questions is because what we want to do, it's always much easier to get an aeroplane to, you know, fly an extra, you know, 10 or 20 meters higher than it is to get an aeroplane off the ground. So, so if we focus on what's already working, we can then dig into it and we can deep dive into that. So let's say you ask, you know, recently I was talking with a client and I asked him all these questions, and it turned out that selling to schools was working really well, you know, for him. And it was just seemed to be coming organically, and they were doing a bit of cold stuff and all that sort of thing. So then what we did, we looked at the bleeding neck, and the bleeding neck, you know, for them was that it's really hot right now. So it was the heat, because they offered to cool down schools. So naturally the next step from there was to go, well, let's get a list of all the schools and let's shoot them off a direct marketing letter. And he did that, and out of about 170 schools mailed, we got about five inquiries. And considering he sells a product, you know, often going for tens and tens of thousands of dollars, that was a very solid sort of result for him. So once you know what's actually working with your clients, or within your business, then you can very easily decide what the next step is going to be. And you can 80-20 it. So at the moment, I'm in the process of doing a Google AdWords campaign, and with that Google AdWords campaign, what my Google guy's doing is he's going broad to start with and working out, well, what's actually getting the result, what's actually working. As such with that. Now, once we work out what is actually working, then we will zone in. So what we're doing is we're going broad. We're actually looking at all the potential opportunities, and then we're zoning in on one or two critical opportunities that we can focus on. So that's what I would encourage whenever you're doing any sort of marketing or trying to work out where should I focus my attention. Ask the question, what's working, what's not, and then what's next. And if you ask those three questions, you're going to be well on your way to making the right decisions for your business. Bye for now.